Hello, you guys. Wanted to do this segment before I go to sleep today. So I'm sorry if you guys hear me yawning. I had a long day. So I wanted to talk to you guys about stress today, because not just stress, but it also leads to depression, and from depression it can go into serious problems. But I just want to tell you guys a little bit about what to do when you feel a little stressed or depressed, because I know I went through it and I felt it from stress getting into depression when I was pregnant, and it was not pretty. So I just kept on going by spending time with my family, not being so much alone. Either that, or I would be home by myself and I would try to keep myself occupied by cleaning, cooking, baking. And I even, during my pregnancy, I even started doing crocheting, which I've never done. I only did it when I was, I don't know how long, maybe 5 or 6. I never really got to make anything. I would just do a chain, which, if you don't know what's a chain, is just a string of basically loops. And I told my mom a couple of times. She's the one that taught me how to do it. I told her a couple of times, tell me how to do the next step. She's like, no, you're not ready. No, you're not ready. So I ended up giving up, and I stopped doing the chains. But I always remembered how to do that one chain. So I looked up YouTube tutorials and I was like, okay. Found something that I liked, and then I went to go pick out her string one day when I went to Walmart with my mom and my fiance. And she's like, oh, what color would you like for me to make her a blanket? And I was like, oh, I don't know, whatever you want. And I ended up picking this like hot pink for her, and then for my mom to use. And then I picked like a rainbow colored string for myself. And my mom just looked at me all weird, and she's just like, oh, are you gonna do something for her? And I said, yeah, I'm gonna do something for her. And she's surprised for me to do that. And so I just started it off, and yeah, the blanket's here. But I mean, it's not like professionally crocheting blanket, but at least I did it, you know. And after I finished the blanket, I tried to do her a hat and even a booties, but it seemed like it was too advanced for me and I just gave up. But I would take the crocheting with me everywhere. If I was going to my mom, I had it with me. If I was going in the car, I had it with me. And not just that, but you know, I would try to read a little bit, because I like reading. So I'll just try to keep myself occupied, and so I wouldn't go into depression. And I also always kept my beliefs really close to me, which is God, and I pray to Him to help me get through that pregnancy, and hopefully nothing else more serious would come my road with her, because at that moment I didn't know what else was happening or what was going to happen. So I just wanted to say a little bit about that, and I would go out for walks, and I wouldn't do it by myself. I would go with somebody, because I don't know. At times I would want to go by myself, but there was times where I just walked to my mom's house, and then from there we would go take like a around the block walk, and then I would come back walking by myself. And at times my mom should be like, "No, you can't walk by yourself today, and your dad will take you home." I was like, "Oh, what's the whole point of me going out for a walk?" So I would be a person that would get morning or evening or night sickness, and not just through my first trimester, but almost through my whole pregnancy. There were at times where I wouldn't throw up for almost a whole month and I would be fine. And I'm like, yes, it went away. And then it would come right back. I'm just like, no, I was doing so good. So then, so I would go out for a walk with my mom, and there was a little shop here where they would sell natural ice cream and popsicle sticks, and oh my god, they always hit the spot, and they always took my morning or whatever time it was sickness. And after that, then I would be able to eat. I don't know if it was because of its cold or of the strong flavor it had, but it was so good. And after I would eat there, I'd just be able to eat anything. I would say, like, oh, I should keep some ice at my house so I wouldn't have to be spending so much money on the popsicles or ice cream. And at times there I did have it, but it wasn't the same. Too bad that that ice cream's not there anymore, because they were so good. So that helped me with my sickness. And where I live, there's a steep hill, and then I have to go upstairs. And I would just, my mom would tell me, she's like, "Aren't you scared that one of these days, like, the baby's gonna pop out right when you're walking in the middle of a hill?" I'm like, "No, because it shouldn't come out yet." But when I went to go deliver, I was a centimeter and a half already open, dilated. So I think it helped, but there's some that it doesn't help them. It makes it worse for them, I guess. I don't know. But getting back to the stress, I also had a counselor I had to go with for a couple of days. I think it kind of helped, because in the beginning, for the fact that I knew that that it's not my fault. Like, I understand that it wasn't my fault, and at times I felt like it was my fault because, you know, women make the baby and they have to protect it and everything. So, but knowing me, how I've studied about children, and I was studying to becoming a nurse, so I had to go through that process, and I understood. Ironically, my last class was physiology, so I understood how the baby was made and everything, so I knew inside of me that it wasn't my fault. One in a million. It happens too. But at times there were times where, like, yeah, it's my fault because it's my body, and she's getting developed inside, but I knew that it was all part of the cells and everything dividing, and I just didn't develop. So there was that time that I had to remind myself about that and move on. So just me being able to do a couple things here and there at my house, it would help me. And being able to spend time with my family and having my family close and going to church regularly would help me. And just making sure that I understood and everything, what everything was going on. Making sure that I understood her, what was going on with her, and understanding what was going on with me. And just as soon as I felt like I was getting stressed or I was going to go into depression, I would tell somebody, because I didn't want anything to happen to me that didn't have to. So making sure that you have a good support group next to you, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that you're okay, is great. And the counselor, I actually got it through my my clinic, so they do have therapists there. Just sometimes you're referred by your own doctor just because of what's going through your life. But otherwise, if you think you need it, you should tell your doctor. They might even give it to you for free, like I did. And there's some places where they'll charge, obviously. But if you look for the resources, you'll find it. That's why it's so important to know where to look, or not even to look, but where to call. Or because for me, it was calling 211 or for information. Even if you tell them, like, oh, I'm just looking for free therapists or free counseling, you'll probably find it and they'll give it to you. I know after I delivered, they tried to put me into therapy again to see if I was in into depression, going into depression after pregnancy. They told me it was normal for baby blues. So, which a lot of people get it, and I felt it. I did feel it, and I basically did feel baby blues, but I didn't go so in depth of having depression that bad because of the fact that I had to stay strong for her and keep on doing stuff for her, and I just had to make sure that she would heal from her chest and that she would be okay. So when I got back home, oh god, from San Diego, my whole living room was full of stuff that was given to me and that I was bringing back that I had took, which I should have only taken clothes, but us women take more than what we should. So anyways, so the next day after that, I woke up and made coffee for my fiance, and he went off to work, and I tried to fix a little bit of my living room, but surprisingly, my fiance helped me the previous night to do a little bit, and then my mom came over, and when we came home, she came over so my brothers can meet the baby, because nobody got to meet her. It was during flu season, so it was only me, her dad, my mom, and my dad who got to meet her. And because they were only allowing 4 people in, and it was not like you can exchange bracelets to go in or anything, I had to stay to the same person. My brothers got to meet her the next day that we arrived home, and my mom saw my whole living room, and she came the next day to come and help me, but my house was already clean. And so she just stayed here to have breakfast with me, stayed here for an hour, and to see if I needed anything, and then she went home. So After I had came home, I actually had to stay indoors because of Bella's chest. I couldn't let her get direct sunlight because of medication as well. So I stayed indoors, and it was a little hard because I wanted to go out. I wanted to go out for a walk and stuff, but I would just do chores and cook, and that was it. That was my rest of my day. So it would be a little sad, you know. I would try not to get depressed, and I would just take care of my baby. And there was at times where I wanted to cry, and I was holding her, and I was just like, "Well, I'm sorry that I'm crying," and I'll be talking to her and just be like, "Unbelievable that I had her, and I have her, and here with me," it was a special moment, right? So I would think like, oh my god, what if one of these days I get depressed or something? But it didn't happen, and my baby was a good sleeper. She was asleep through the whole night, which was weird because in the hospital I had to stay with her for 2 nights just so they can make sure that I would be okay to take care of her at home and I could do her feedings, which I did good. But once we got home and I was feeding her and I would try to feed her, she would just knock out and sleep the whole night. And I even talked to the doctor and I asked, is that normal? Because she just sleeps the whole night and doesn't get her feeding, but she is like super hungry in the morning. I said, hey, if she wants to sleep, let her sleep. But he did say, like, try to sneak in a bottle and see if she'll take it. But no, she grew, and she's growing at the same pace as a normal baby. Oh, she's not a baby anymore, a toddler. I'm sorry. But yeah, just be aware and cautious of your own self, for stress and depression. And as soon as you know that you feel it coming, let somebody know, because that way they can help you get through it. I saw firsthand somebody depressed and after having a baby, and it was not okay. So I would go and help her, and I would be like, no, get up, it's time to go, let's go for a walk, let's go get some air, let's go get some sun. It's really needed. And now that her baby's bigger, she's the one that wakes her up and would tell her, mommy's morning, mommy get up, let's go, mommy I'm hungry. So I think that helped her afterwards. After that, she's a little bit bigger, and I don't know if there's still some areas where she gets depressed or not, but at least I was glad that she told me that she needed help and that she was going through that, because like that I could help her and I had time to help her. There'd be at times that she would tell me, oh, I'm not feeling okay, and I would not be home or close by. I'd be at school or something, and I'd be like, well, I'm sorry, I can't do anything, but you should get up. Like, we'd just talk over the phone or something, and I'd tell her, you need to get up and feed your daughter, and yeah. And she would tell me, I think if it wouldn't be for her, like, right now, I would just stay in bed. Like, well, you can't do that because you're a mom and you gotta do stuff. So, if you look for the help and you extend your hand, I think somebody will reach out and help you. So yeah, I just wanted to say those couple words, and I'm gonna go to sleep now. So, good night, and make sure you get to know yourself before you do anything else. And really think about what your baby needs or what your family needs before you do anything. I know there's a high rate of people that get depressed or stressed, and there is help out there. So yeah, just make sure that you guys look for help or let somebody know, and so they can help you, or they can help by looking for somebody to help you. And especially right now with what's going on out in this world, I didn't know if to bring it up or not, but just stay safe, you guys, and wear a mask, not just for you, but everybody else's health. My daughter's in those high risk right now, just because her heart everybody's heart is connected to their lungs, but when they did the surgery, use heart and lungs for the transposition. So it's scary, and I'm not gonna lie that at first I was scared and I was starting to get watch the news every day. I would do that. I would watch the news every day, and it would just scare me to see numbers go up. But I just completely stopped watching the news, and I do get emails or alerts from it, and whatever sounds interesting, I look at it. If not, I ignore it. So if that helps, do it. Just tell somebody that, you know, if they're gonna look at the news, and if there's something that they think is really important, then to tell you about it. You don't have to go looking for it and get yourself all worked up. Oh my god, excuse me. All worked up for nothing. So that's what I did, and a couple of days that I've been working, I've been listening to the radio while I'm driving, and I'm super glad that some radio stations, they don't have do crazy updates on what's going on, but they do important segments on, you know, traffic, and then they do whatever they want to do for games and stuff, and it's fun because they make me laugh, and you know, it's a good way to get started, because it takes everything else away, and you know, it makes your mood a little bit better. But all I just want to say is protect yourself and help others to get protected by, you know, wearing a mask and showing them that it's important. Bella's only a year and a half, and she wants to wear her mask. Every time I tell her that mommy has to wear one, she wants to wear one too. Even though she's not supposed to till they're 3 years old. But for me, it's scary because there's some adults that don't understand that they have to wear it, and And it's just sad because they don't think about others. They just think about what they think is best for themselves, and they don't see the big danger in it. So stay safe, and have a good day, you guys.